Hey, everybody, it's Kai Rosendahl. Thanks for downloading the Corner Office podcast. Brand new episode for you today. This time we're talking about venture capital and, in essence, why we ought to care about it. You could say venture capitalists sit along the CEO supply chain by giving people with ideas the resources that they need to start their companies. Ann Mura Koh is our guest today. She's the co-founding partner at a venture capital company up in Silicon Valley called Floodgate. She was also, and for the record, an early investor in Lyft, TaskRabbit, Refinery29, and ModCloth. Here you go.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Ann Mura Koh, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Give me the origin story, would you, of you as a venture capitalist?
Yeah, so I fell into venture capital actually twice, and fell into it is probably the right way to talk about it. The first time, I just happened to meet a venture capitalist by the name of Ted Dintersmith from Charles River Ventures. Mm. And at that point, I was looking for a job. And this was, you know, at the crash of the economy in 2001.
Wow.
And I happened to meet this guy, and we were talking about an analyst position. And he interviewed me, but didn't talk about technology at all. We talked about books that I was loving reading and music that I like to listen to. And after 2 hours, he said, "How would you like to come work with me in Boston?"
Wow.
And I said, "Absolutely, I'd love to do that." And ended up in Charles River Ventures for 2 years, where my second day of work was 9/11.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a great start to my venture career there. I ended up back in a PhD program at Stanford, and I had the pleasure of getting to teach a lot of engineering students about entrepreneurship. Because of that, I formed a lot of connections in Silicon Valley with a number of professors as well as entrepreneurs. And as I was thinking about my next step post my PhD, I was thinking of starting a company. And I wanted to be the technical founder of a company in cybersecurity. And one of my very prescient advisors said, "You've been in the ivory towers for 4 years now. Go and find an angel investor who knows what entrepreneurship looks like today." And so I took that advice and I went to Mike Maples, who had been a speaker in one of the classes that I was a CA for. And he was nice enough to let me come and look at all of the pitches that were coming by his office every Wednesday.
That's like the keys to the kingdom, the kinds of pitches that are coming, right?
Oh, it was crazy because this was 2007.
Wow.
And so, you know, my timing in venture capital is really great every time because it shows you that the economy is about to get significantly worse.
Are you changing jobs anytime soon?
So far, no.
All right.
And so it was, you know, it was a great time to actually get started as a VC because actually there was a lot of time and not a lot of capital flowing around at the time, but always a good flow of ideas. And so that's how I ended up at Floodgate, co-founding it with Mike. He ended up raising a fund in 2008. And he said, "I know you want to, you know, do a venture-backed startup, but now we have a backed venture startup. So let's go."
So venture capitalists are, I don't know, somehow they seem like these exalted beings, right? That they know where things are going to come from and they get to dispense the money. Why does venture capital matter, I guess, is the basic question.
I think venture capital matters because at least at the very stage that I invest in, which I would say is early, way too early, and sometimes ambiguously legal early.
Wow.
We are looking at companies and technology well before everyone else recognizes what it is and where it's going.
So are you investing in a company or are you investing in the person who comes to you and says, "Hey, I've got this idea"? I mean, if you're that early, right, you're looking at the people.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a combination. So to me, a company is not only a set of individuals, it's a product, it's a new category that you're defining for yourself. And so it's not just the individuals, but it's the capacity of those individuals to fulfill what a company needs to be.
So give me an example. I read in some of my background reading for this interview an article in which you went and you waited outside some guy's classroom at Stanford with a million-dollar check in your hand.
Yes. So I found a company called Ayosti, and it was founded actually by the former chairperson of the math department at Stanford and some of his star graduate students. And the initial meeting was, hey, is there even an idea here? Because they sent me 4 math papers, no business plan. And I looked at these, and fortunately, I was still finishing up my PhD at the time. And so I was in the mode of actually looking at all of these pretty complicated academic papers. And so I put it at the top of the pile, started reading them, and realized that there was not just a raw technology here, but when math is done right, it's something actually quite beautiful. I saw the opportunity to really figure out what is hidden within data. And as a result of that, I sat down with a founder and I said, yeah, I think that there's an opportunity here. And so we need to figure out which industries actually care about the type of technology you have, where the applications might be built, and let's spend a few months figuring that out. And at some point in time, I felt like he was ready. And so I ran to one of his classrooms and I waited outside. And I think that the thing for me was I felt like this was my calling. You know, there are not that many PhDs who are also venture capitalists and who will sit down and read a math paper. And so I felt like if I couldn't invest in this company, then there was a major problem. And so I remember sitting outside with a check in my hand that I wasn't even sure I was allowed to even sign for. And I said, Gurjeet, please take this money.
I should know this, but I don't. How'd it work out for you?
So initially, he actually said no. He said, I don't even know what I would do with $1 million. And so we spent some time actually working through what that $1 million would get him and where that money would take him. And once he had a potential customer locked up and he said, I think I'm ready for money now.
Wow.
That's when we decided to jump in and lead around in Ayosti.
Take a step back for me, would you, from what you all do, those very, very early stages. And since I'm sure you look at this, talk to me about venture capital in the American startup economy right now. I mean, there's a lot of money out there. Is there more money than ideas, or are there more ideas than money, I guess, is what I want to know.
I believe that capital actually has become quite abundant in this space. And so from a venture capitalist perspective, the competition is actually fairly intense. And for the entrepreneur, there's huge opportunity. And I've been talking about the democratization of entrepreneurship now for almost 10 years. And I believe that that trend is continuing. That said, not every single idea is being chased by all the venture capitalists.
Yeah.
So you'll find actually great entrepreneurs out there who still don't have the access to capital or who haven't been found or who don't fit the exact profile that everyone believes is the great startup founder. Or the idea is either too technical or just a little bit weird. And so I believe my job as this very early stage venture capitalist is to find those founders through which we can accelerate their technology development and their technology breakthroughs so that we can then build a business that has the potential for bringing prosperity to all.
Well, look, since you alluded to it since you are one of those on the list of, you know, 50 brilliant VC women in Silicon Valley or whatever, I mean, you're on all those lists. I do want to ask you about the role of venture capital in diversity in Silicon Valley and technology in this economy. I mean, you've expressed frustration with it, a lot of frustration.
Yes. I mean, I think that one of the most important ideas is that the concept of where great ideas comes from is not uniquely found in one type of person. And so what the entire U.S. economy benefits, the global economy benefits when we are able to find the best talent, the best ideas, wherever they may exist and in whomever they may exist. And so my belief is that by having a more diverse group of investors who then deploy the capital out to entrepreneurs, we will also be able to recognize the most diverse group of entrepreneurs. And I believe that this goes beyond just gender, where I've had my initial focus through my group All Raise. But I do also believe that this extends to just socioeconomic background, educational background, the type of family situation that you're in, all of these different ways in which you represent yourself out in the world, and the viewpoints that you have lead to very different business ideas. And I think that having that diversity is critical for us to bring the best ideas forward.
Long road to hoe, though, huh?
Well, I've been really impressed with the changes that we've seen just on venture capital and gender in 2018. Huh. Now, we still have a very, very long way to go. But if you look at the major announcements at the large firms this year, many of those partners being named have been female.
Huh.
And I think it's partially the demands that we're seeing placed on the venture capitalist by the actual founders. So Jenny Lefcourt from Freestyle Capital and Aileen Lee from Cowboy started Founders for Change alongside All Raise. And over 800 founders have signed up for this commitment that says that they want to see diversity in their funders and not just within their own companies. And so I think as the VC firms themselves see that very prominent founders believe that diversity in their funders is also critical, they're seeing that they need to figure out a way to change the makeup of their partnerships.
Ann Muir Koh, co-founding partner at Floodgate up in Silicon Valley. Ann, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. That was my conversation with Ann Muir Koh, co-founding partner at Floodgate, a venture capital firm up in Silicon Valley. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe, would you, to the Corner Office Podcast, wherever you do get your podcast. While you're there, leave us a review, if it's a good one. You know, if not, email me. The Corner Office Podcast is produced by Bridget Botter. This episode with help from Maria Hollenhorst. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargalis. Tarnieves is the executive director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Brand new episode in a couple of weeks.